That's right, that's right. And you know what? We're looking on the internet, and we're also having people listening in. Hola to Venezuela. Venezuela is listening in right now. As well as the KNFSLP 98.1 FM in Tulare, California.
Is my mother listening in Trinidad? She should be.
You know what? Mommy, listen in. Listen in. Well, if not, she can listen to the archive. And you know, it is about Take Back the Radio. It is about the International Women's Day celebration, celebrating being back on the airwaves. And some of us, this is like, wow, you just have to exhale because you have not been on the air. And I want to just say, it's not only Take Back the Radio because it is a community radio, but the community deserves a radio that is for the people, by the people, of the people. So this is important. As someone said, this is historic. We're all over the world right now, and we're coming at you live. And right now, actually, we're going to listen in to No One Is Illegal Radio. That's No One Is Illegal Toronto. It's a group of immigrants, refugees, and allies who fight for justice for all migrants and believe that granting citizenship to a privileged few for shame is a part of a racist immigration and border policy that marginalizes and exploits migrants. So we're going to tune in to them. They aren't here right now, but we do have a pre-recorded segment. So please do listen in and stay tuned. There's lots more to come. Take Back our radio, International Women's Day Celebration Radio, History Radio. Without further ado, No One Is Illegal Radio.
Dreams, come and be free, free, free.
You were just listening to Where We Belong by Lau off their new album Deportation. And if you like this track, know that their entire album is filled with incredible songs. You definitely want to check out their upcoming show, Moving People. It's taking place at 1279 Queen Street West at the Wrong Bar. That's Thursday, March 26th, and doors open at 9 p.m., show starts at 10. Tickets are available, sliders, and know that part of the proceeds go to No One Is Illegal Toronto. Organization made up of immigrants, refugees, and allies. We are workers, students, and activists who fight for justice and dignity for Indigenous, migrant, and refugee communities across Turtle Island. Every day we challenge Canada's racist and exclusionary policies that force poor and working migrants to live as second-class residents. We struggle against deportations and detentions of our community members and fight to win status for all.
Shelters that citizens are not refugees. Refugees are not Americans. I will not use language one way or another to accommodate my comfort. I will not look away. All I know is this. No peoples ever choose to claim status of dispossessed. No peoples want pity above compassion. No enslaved peoples ever call themselves slaves. What do we pledge allegiance to? A government that leaves its own to die of thirst, surrounded by water, is a foreign government. People who are streaming illiterate into paperwork have long ago been abandoned. I think of coded language and all that words carry on their backs. I think of how it is always the poor who are tagged and boxed with labels not of their own choosing. I think of my grandparents and how some call them refugees, others call them non-existent. They call themselves landless, which means homeless. Before the hurricane, no tents were prepared for the fleeing, because Americans do not live in tents. Tents are for Haiti, for Bosnia, for Rwanda. Refugees are the rest of the world, those left to defend their human decency against conditions the rich keep their animals from, those who have too many children, those who always have open hands and empty bellies, those whose numbers are massive, those who seek refuge from nature's currents and man's resources, those who are forgotten in the meantime, those who remember. Ahmed from Guinea makes my falafel sandwich and says, so, this is your country? Yes, Amadou, this my country, and these my people, evacuated as if criminal, rescued by neighbors, shot by soldiers, adamant they belong. The rest of the world can now see what I have seen. Do not look away. The rest of the world.
That was Refugees by Suher Hamad off her album The World Is Ours. No One Is Illegal used to have a show on CKLM, and like many other important word-of-mouth programs, we're pushed out of the radio station. We're excited tonight to be part of this special broadcast and let our communities know that with or without CKLM, we as community organizers and activists will find ways to bring our struggles to the radio. It is in this spirit of struggle that we take back these airwaves tonight to bring you this special shelter sanctuary status No One Is Illegal program. We dedicate this program to Juana Tejada, community activist and fighter who recently lost her battle with cancer, actually on International Women's Day. Juana Tejada fought for the rights of living caregivers in this country to have status and to live with dignity and respect.
People think great God will come from the sky, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you will look for yours on earth. And now you see the light. What you gonna do? Stand up for your right. Yes, get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
tonight's show, we want to remember the gains hard fought and won by the women's movement in this country to include gender violence as grounds for protection under the Immigration and Refugee Protection Act. Tonight, we remember gains made by the tireless anti-racist feminists in this city who led and won the fight for shelter services to protect women survivors of violence. These gains of shelter services and recognition of gender violence within the Immigration and Refugee Protection Act are being severely clawed back right now under the right-wing Tory government. Every day we're seeing women denied their refugee claims by the Immigration and Refugee Board. Women like Isabel Garcia, who fled to Canada from Mexico, are told that they should return because they can receive state protection in countries such as Mexico. Women like Leela Trimmingham, one of our No One Is Illegal members, has also been denied by this racist, sexist Immigration and Refugee Board.
We may have different drums doing the same beat now.
We work for our friends, for our lovers, mothers, fathers, sisters and brothers, for the elders, for the young.
Working, different drums, doing the same beat now. We may have different drums, doing the same beat now.
Winds may blow, rain can fall, thunder, lightning, winter storm. Sweat and sing and laugh and cry.
Working. We may have different drums, doing the same beat now. We may have different drums, doing the same beat now. We may have different drums, doing the same beat now. Working, working.
And that was Working by Faith Nolan off of her album Let It Shine. I'd like to tell you about Leela Trimmingham, one of our members. Leela Trimmingham has lived in Canada for nearly 20 years. She's a single mother and grandmother who's built strong community ties in Toronto. A survivor of repeated and horrific violence, Leela fled St. Vincent and the Grenadines to escape her abusive ex-partner. Her ex-partner decided to follow her to Canada, forced his way into her home, and continued to abuse her and her young son. Only when he was arrested, jailed, and deported, Leela and her young son found some semblance of safety. Still faced with imminent deportation, she sought help from the St. Vincent government, who told her very clearly that she would not be given government protection or police protection if she was returned to St. Vincent. Leela, like many women in her situation, made the courageous decision to not show up for her deportation, knowing what that would mean for her life here in Canada. She chose to live underground, working as a hairdresser, trying to support her 9-year-old son and live in safety. Nearly a month ago, Leela was racially profiled by police and stopped while driving. When they discovered that she was undocumented, police handed her over to immigration enforcement, who chose to detain her without charge in maximum security prison. Leela's brilliant lawyer teamed up with No One Is Illegal and anti-violence against women advocates to fight her deportation, and were successful in winning her release from detention. We continue to fight for status for Leela and for status for all women and undocumented people here in Canada.
Freedom from within reshapes bone structures so we can stand up better. Freedom from within takes butterfly wings and turns them into I love you so deep that the echoes of such words vibrate in the hollows of one's chest first. Understands self-love first, never tries to give what it doesn't have to give first. We have to realize that this hate that has kept us down is not the hate you will allow to dress you up every morning. You, with your head so low, you might crash into a wall. Don't let them misinterpret the best of you. Has faced Goliath. You have walked away with breath in your mouth. Whether you knocked him down, maybe this time he just walked away. Next time, carry poison in your tongue, a rock in your back pocket just in case, and let him know who David was. Because it has been too long, it has been too long, that silence has choked the best of us. Us birthing the world every day, baptizing it with milk. Don't let them cut out your tongue. That it was okay for him to decorate your face in purple, to cut the oak of your body down to a seed. Don't let them cut out your tongue, woman. Speak up. Up is the only direction we have to go. From here on in, the ends of our unraveling threads must be knotted up and tight and strong, tight around your waist. So when you feel yourself slipping back into the black that outlined your dreams and kept them confined, we can pull you back into the surface where birds take flight. It is not their love that you are looking for. It is not their love that you are looking for. It is your love that you have lost. It is not in the structure of their castle you will find that your treasure is not the gold that they are offering you. You might bandage your wounds a thousand times, woman. Watch them heal on the surface, but your birds are trapped inside. How are you supposed to take flight with them? Head of the table, never meant he carried a spot to smack you with. Unconditional love never meant that the conditions of your survival would be questionable. But here we sit crying, cause you were 13 when he raped you. I'm 23 and he hits me. You're 53 and it's been 23 years that the echoes of his words whispering, you are worthless, has made you into a defeated warrior. Warrior, get up, find your weapons, whether it be your voice or your leaving, your fist or your dream. Take back what is yours. Self-love is not found in another. You are not that diamond. You are not that diamond that children's hands excavate from African lands to sell to American hands before our weddings. Because it is the only love we can interpret. You are that diamond that sits in the sky so bright. Only God could have shaped it. You are that diamond. You are that diamond. I remember I am that diamond. I am that diamond. I am that diamond. Only God, only I could have created.
And that was Alixa and Naima, Climbing Poetry, off of their album Ammunition. Shelters and community agencies that provide services to women should be safe spaces for all women. But we've heard numerous stories where immigration enforcement and the police have gone into these spaces or waited outside these services to look for and arrest non-status women and their children. By arresting undocumented women while they're trying to access essential services or seek assistance, what the Canada Border Services Agency and the police are doing is creating a climate of fear and intimidation for the women in our communities, and further subjecting them to the violence of detention and deportation. On October 2nd, this fear and intimidation was met with strong resistance from the women's movement and community organizations. Women and supporters took to the streets to demand the immediate removal of all deportation orders against women and their families. We took to the streets to demand assurances that immigration enforcement, even with a warrant, will not enter or wait outside services that provide support to women fleeing violence. A campaign is growing across the city to create sanctuary zones free from immigration enforcement so that we can create safe spaces free of fear of detention and deportation.
You place the world on your show.
That brings us to the end of our No One Is the Legal radio show. We encourage all of you to join the struggle for migrant justice. Please check out our website at toronto.nooneisillegal.org or email us for more information at nooneisillegal.riseup.net. I'm going to leave you with Brown Eyed Warrior by Lal off their album Warm Belly High Power.
Something's on.